Gopi jana bala vam Gopi jana bala Gopi jana bala
Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 5. Muni Prasanna Gambhira. Nantaparo Yakshobya Stimitoda Ivanava Muni Prasanna Gambhira Durvigayo Dharajaya Nantaparo Yakshobya Stimitoda Ivanava Muni Prasanna Gambhira Durvigayo Dharajaya Anantaparo Yakshobya Stimitoda Ivanava.
Muni Prasanna Gambhira Durvigayo Dharajaya Anantaparo Yakshobya Stimitoda Ivanavaha. Hare Krishna.
Say word for word, Muni.
是对字。
哎，对字。
圣人。
Krishna。Pleasing。
令人愉悦。
Gambira, very grave。
非常庄重。深不可测。
Unsurpassable。
无法逾越。
Anantapara, unlimited。
无穷无尽。肯定的。
Akshobhya, not to be disturbed.
不受困扰的。
Sustimitta, calm.
平静。
Buddha, water.
海水。
Eva, like.
好像。
Vainava, ocean, the ocean.
海洋。
Saintly stage is happy and pleasing in his external behavior, whereas internally he is most grave and thoughtful.Because his knowledge is immeasurable and unlimited, he's never disturbed. Thus, in all respects, he's like the tranquil waters of the unfathomable and unsurpassable ocean.
译文：圣人外在的行为举止令人愉悦。内心十分庄严肃穆，内深思熟虑。由于他的知识深不可测，无穷无尽，所以他从不受到困扰，故而他在任何方面都像平静的海洋那样，无法测度，无法超越。Finish.
Report.Even in the midst of great distress, the self-realized sage does not lose control of himself, nor is his spiritual knowledge lost. Thus he is akshubha, undisturbed. His mind is fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual growth. And having linked his consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness, his consciousness cannot be measured.
要指，即便他遭遇巨大的不幸，觉悟了自我的圣者也不会失去自制，更不会失去灵性的知识。所以说，他沉着镇静 ，akshobhya， 由于他的心意专注于无限灵性喜乐的源泉至尊人格守神。他的知觉已与至尊知觉连接，所以他的知识不可度量。Finish.
A pure devotee, having taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, possesses great spiritual power, therefore he cannot be surpassed or overwhelmed. In fact, having developed his spiritual body, he is not affected by the deteriorating actions of time. Although outwardly he is friendly and pleasing to everyone, inwardly his mind is fixed on the absolute truth, and no one can understand his actual purpose. discipline.
你脱壁于主的莲花族的纯粹奉献者，拥有巨大的灵性力量，因此他不可超越，不能被压倒。事实上，他已发展出自己的灵性躯体，所以他不受毁灭一切的时间的影响。从外在看，他友善地对待众生，举止令人愉悦。在内，他全神贯注于绝对真理，没人能了解他的真正意图或计划。
Even the most intelligent human being cannot understand the mental activity of the self-realized devotee who has given up material life based on lust and greed and taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a great soul can be compared to the mighty ocean, innumerable powerful rivers plunged into the ocean and remains calm and peaceful.
In内, 他全神贯注，甚至最聪明的人都不能明白，以摒弃基于色欲的物质生命，而脱壁于主莲花族的觉悟了自我的奉献者的心智活动，这样伟大的灵魂，可谓比作气势磅礴的海洋，无数滔滔江河奔流到海，但海洋依然波平浪静。
Thus, the saintly person is understood to be like the ocean, pleasing, unfathomable, great, unsurpassable, unlimited, and unshakable.
因此，圣人要知道，圣人就像海洋一样，令人愉悦，深不可测，庄严肃穆，不可超越，浩瀚无垠，不可动摇。
Om Jnana Timiranda Sya Inanjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Uchaitanya Anobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Sati Swapadam Vandeham Shri Shita Adukamam Shri Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandikam Mukta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Krishnaya Bhutale Shumate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Saraswati Deve Goya Bhavani Vacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pashtachari Satari Manchakapa Rudhischa Kripa Sindhya Evacha Itanam Pavanedyo Vaishnavedyo Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Bhaktavinda Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namami Bhagavate Chaitanya Hare Krishna Kavinat Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jadatate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanchana Namastate Sapta Kanchana Kaurande Hare Vrindavanishade Vishabhanu Supa Devi Bhana Mami Hare Priya. Okay, Krishna, please help us to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. We also understand Krishna. Tell us the association of the devotees or hearing. We know these things that we need to do. And have an immersion in the morning. So, this morning, okay.
在这里主 Krishna 就讲述通过圣典波迦瓦坛帮助我们使我们得到涟漪，通过聆听知道我们知道该需要去做什么，这一切都是由于主的仁慈。
Just this morning I was reading Bhagavad Gita and there's a very similar verse, so we'll take a look at it if you don't mind. Chapter 2, verse
70. 马老师，今天早上，他刚读到《博家梵歌》，其中有一个诗节跟这个诗节很类似，也就是第二章诗节七十。
Pravishanti Kadvat Kama Yam Pravishanti Sare Sushanti Matnoti Kama Kami. Person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desire that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but always still, and alone in cheap peace, and not the person who strives to satisfy such desire.
一文，不为欲望滔滔不尽之流所扰，就像海纳百川，依然波平浪静。只有这样的人才能心平气和，而试图满足这些欲望的人，则永远不能达到。
That's the nature of the scriptures. So this third point, although the ocean is always filled with water, it's always, especially during the rainy season, much more water.
要指大海常常充满了水，尤其在雨季，水更多。
But it doesn't overflow. But the ocean remains the same, steady. It is not agitated, nor does it cross beyond the limit of its brink. That is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness.
但是大海依然是那么平静，没有激荡，也不会满意。专注于 Krishna 知觉的人也是这样。
As long as one has a material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires because he is full.
只要人还有物质躯体，躯体对感官满足的要求就不会停止。然而奉献者因着他的丰实而不为这些欲望所扰。一个人有亏损的知觉的人再不需要任何东西，因为主已经满足他所有的物质需要。
Krishna's conscious man does not need anything because the Lord fulfills all material needs. Therefore, he's like the ocean, always full in himself.
一个有 Krishna 知觉的人再不需要任何东西，因为主已经满足了他所有的物质需要，所以他就像大海一样自身永远满盈。
Krishna Desire is like the waters of the river that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities. He is not even slightly disturbed by desires for sense gratification.
欲望可能会像江河入海那样涌向他，然而他却能专注于他的活动，甚至一点儿也不被追求感官满足的欲望所侵扰。
That is the proof of a Krishna conscious man, one who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present, because he remains satisfied in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He can remain steady, like the ocean, and therefore enjoy full life, full of peace.
虽然欲望仍然存在，但已经没有去满足物质感官的倾向了。这便是人在 Krishna 知觉中的证明，因为他满足于对主的超然爱心服务，并能像大海一样保持稳定，因而享有完全的平和。
Others, however, want to fulfill desires even up to the limit of liberation, or to speak of material success, never attain peace. The fruitive workers of salvations, and also the yogis, who are optimistic powers, are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires.
而其他的人，就算其欲望的满足达到了解脱这样高的地步，也得不到平和，更不用说其他追求物质方面成功的人了。
Person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, who has no desires to be fulfilled. In fact, he does not even desire to live in so-called material bondage.The devotees of Krishna have no material desires, therefore they are in perfect peace.
追求功利者、救赎者，还有追求玄秘力量的瑜伽师都不快乐，因为他们的欲望未能得到完全的满足。但一个具有 Krishna 知觉的人，却在为主的服务中感到无比快乐，因为他已经没有其他欲望需要满足了。事实上，他甚至不欲求从所谓的物质束缚中获得解脱。Krishna 的奉献者没有物质的欲望，因此便享有完美的平和。
Interesting what it says there that see, if we're trying to become happy, we want to become happy.
所以非常有意思的是，如果我们努力的想得到快乐，我们就得不到快乐。
So you see that practically the same these verses. You find out many times the Gita, Krishna tells us the basic philosophy, but in the Bhagavatam it will tell us something, but then there will be examples of people living that.
薄伽梵歌呢，主在薄伽梵歌当中告诉我们都是一些最基本的知识，在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中就有一些实际的榜样加以示范。
So we have to learn that the ocean is so big that even though there's so many huge rivers like the Yangtze and the Ganga and the Amazon, Mississippi, and thousands of tons of water going constantly into the ocean, it stays the same.
所以就像每天像长江、黄河、密西西比河这样的河流，每天向海洋当中倾注成千上万吨水，但是大海仍然是保持原样。
So when one has full knowledge and is thinking of Krishna and how great Krishna is, then whatever kind of desires or worries or problems that come into the mind, they won't disturb us. They're so small. And Krishna won't be disturbed.
如果我们专注于 Krishna 的知识，想着主 Krishna 是多么的伟大，那么，我们的欲望、问题、焦虑都不会打扰到我们，因为相比之下，他们是这么微不足道。
So Prabhupada doesn't quote exactly, but he tells it, there's a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kama, Sakala Ashanta. So Bhukti means material desires, gross material desires, and want to enjoy the body, the mind.
在Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 引用的《Chaitanya经》中有这样的一个师姐，所以在这个世界当中 Bhukti 是指的物质欲望，想要享受躯体、享受心意的物质欲望。
Mukti means they want liberation, just get out of the material world.
Mukti 就是想要解脱，想要离开这个物质世界。
In book and city means they want mystic power.
City 的意思就是他们想要玄秘的力量、玄秘功能。
Mukti Mukti City Kami, these are lusty desires.
Kami, Kami 是指的色欲。
Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Ashanta. Shanti means peace, but he's not peaceful. Because he has material desires, so never be peaceful. There's always more and more you want.
Shanti, Shanti 是指的平和。因为拥有所有这些物质的欲望，所以一个人他就永远不会平和，他想要越来越多的物质的事物。
But so these desires just keep increasing. We've all experienced that. You know, if you're just trying to satisfy us, you may think we're satisfied for a few minutes, but then it comes back stronger.
We all have personal experience with this. We all think, 只要满足一下这个愿望，需要几分钟的时间就好了。但是结果呢，这个愿望它反而变得越来越强烈。
But if one is performing bhakti, then there's no material desire.So he's peaceful.
但是倘若一个人奉行 bhakti 奉爱的话，那么就不再有物质欲望的话，不再有物质欲望，一个人就会变得平和了。
Because always thinking of Krishna, and Krishna is so great that nothing agitates the mind. You might see something beautiful, but compared to Krishna, it's just a small.Spark. You may see something horrible, but it's just quickly come and gone.
一个人就会时时刻刻的想念着 Krishna， 想着 Krishna 是多么伟大，如此一来，任何事物都不会激扰到他的心意。倘若他看见美丽的事物的话，他会联想到这只不过是一个 Krishna 的一个小火花而已。但倘若他看到一些丑陋陋的事物，那这些也是来来去去的，很快就消失了。
So Krishna says it's like fire, you know, it just keeps burning. Fire, lusty desire. So when we're trying to satisfy Krishna, Krishna is easily satisfied, then we become peaceful.
那这些色欲呢，就像火焰一样，就会越来越燃烧的越来越炽烈。倘若我们满足 Krishna， 去满足 Krishna， 我们就会变得平和。
Sorry.That Krishna is much bigger than any ocean. But that's an easy example. If you ever been to the place where the river is ocean?
就是很容易听有很多水啊，每一分都在大海当中，但是大海不会因此而变得满意。
So this is what Chaitanya is doing. Krishna Bhakti Nishkama.Atayavash Chantuka Devoti, Yamatayas, now the story is peaceful.
So, Chu Chaitanya, you saw the Jay of Shiji, you may find Sandra, Mayo Jungle, Wuji, the Yuba, in Tani Sin Pinker.
Mukti Mukti City Kami.Ashram. Materialists who want these liberation and material desires and mystic power, they're never
peaceful. 想要获得解脱，想要获得玄秘的力量，这样的物质的欲望是永远得不到满足的。是永无厌足的。
So it's not very complicated, but it takes time.
这件事呢也并不复杂，但是是需要花时间的。
And what the philosophy that we get from the Bhagavatam Prahlad and different.What they say, that just like distress and sickness comes, we don't try for it. It comes automatically.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, like Prahlad, such a great personality, just presented such a philosophy, such as pain, illness,这样的灾难，他们都是不请自来的。
Similarly, happiness comes automatically. We think it, we got it because we tried for it, but actually, it comes automatically according to our karma.
同样的，快乐我们以为是我们努力去获得的，但实际上快乐也是不请自来的。这都是由于我们的 karma， 我们的业报。他们都会自动到来，快乐痛苦。
And you can see that you know, sometimes we're trying so hard that people make such a huge effort to try to be happy, traveling long distances and buying only clothes and everything, and then they're not happy. Even though they have all the facilities that are supposed to make them happy.
我们看到过这个鲜活的例子，有的人呢把他们驱车几千公里以外，就是为了享受点一些快乐，或者是他们 花昂贵的价钱买件衣服，结果呢，他们并不快乐。即便他们已经有了种种快乐的设施，仍然内心不快乐。
And sometimes very much would supposedly be very distressing, but it would make them very feel happy.
So
the body doesn't cry, it just takes it as it comes.
有时候有的时候呢，人们理应是感到很痛苦的，但是结果呢，他们却感到轻松愉快。因此，奉献者他们不会努力的去寻求这一切。
So I was trying to find the numbers of how much water goes into the ocean every hour from the ranks of I've seen it before, tons of water going in.To the ocean from so many big rivers.
我曾经努力的试图要去发现，就是每秒钟、每小时有多少长江水汇入了大海。结果发现呢，就是无以计数的按吨计数的这个水，它倾入到大海。
It says here that the one big river in New York, Mississippi, it moves 2 million gallons of water every second.
2 million gallons. 2 million gallons of water, right? 像密西西比河这样的河，像密西西比河这样的。大河呢，就是每一秒钟都有200万加仑的水，河水汇入海洋。
Yeah, 138 billion gallons of water every day. So we can't imagine that. But the ocean stays the same.
我们可以设想这样一幕场景，就是每分每秒有这么多的河水倾泻到海洋当中，但是海洋它依然是一样的。
So same people remain the same, whether it's good weather, bad weather, whether it's COVID, they lock up, they lock down. So we can see we're not perfectly saintly. The devotees have a better limit.
我们可以看到，像圣人们，无论是好天气、坏天气，无论是封死，就是把人们关起来，不让人们出门禁足也好，或是把人们放出去也好，圣人们他们都是保持一样的。
So the very saintly person, and there's many examples in the Bhagavatam of these people. We had it all, but it was definitely one of them.
圣念薄伽瓦大中就是列举了那些圣人，而且圣帕帕德毫无疑问是圣人。
Because the saintly person is identifying with the soul, the eternality, and the unlimited person, not just his body and mind and the world, and where am I going to eat today, and where am I going to sleep.
因为圣人们他们是跟灵魂认同，他们不会跟躯体心意认同。哎，我今天吃什么呢？我在哪里睡觉啊？
So that's why we can't just keep chasing somewhere else. But...
Sorry, Mara.
I saw a very nice, I was listening to Prabhupada lecture today and I heard a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
妈妈说，就像今天呢，我听到啪啪的那个讲课，就讲到非常美妙的事情。
So, he said, just like if there's a thunder, you know, thunderstorm, it's so loud, everybody hears it, everybody's affected, people get scared of what's happening sometimes.
有的时候呢，晴天霹雳或者是打雷，每个人都很害怕这个雷声，到底发生什么了？
Same thing when the holy name is so powerful and that sound vibration going, you know.
同样的圣名 圣名是这么的强大有力，圣名的音震传到四面八方。
Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishna, they will be benefited. They will be benefited. This is a fact because of vibration.
圣帕帕德说，人们会因 Hare Krishna 而得到好处，因为这个音震，这是一个确定无疑的事实。
Just like when there's a thunderbolt, that vibration has effect on everything. Buildings are shaking, all kinds of things, they thunder.
就像霹雳，打雷霹雳会影响到这些大楼，会晃动一些事物。
Similarly, this vibration, Hare Krishna, is so strong, it will benefit anyone who hears it.
同样的，这个 Hare Krishna 唱诵是如此的强大有力，它会影响到聆听它的每一个人，每一个生物。
Therefore, we are sending Sankirtan party. They may understand or not understand. They may like it or they don't like it, but we are forcing them to become pious.
同样的，我们派出Sankirtan的队伍，齐颂圣名的队伍，无论人们喜欢也好，不喜欢也罢，他们被强迫的变得虔诚了。
Okay, by hearing this Hare Krishna mantra, it's so nice.
仅仅是通过聆听这个 Hare Krishna mantra, 就变得如此的美好。
So that's what we're doing. And the same thing, the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who reads it, many people, they were made readers, they were everything. They got a Bhagavad Gita and it changed very quickly just by reading it.
国家放歌这本书也是一样的。只要人们阅读了国家放歌，无论他们现在是什么样的状态，在此之前是什么样的，一旦他阅读了之后，一切就改变了。
You know, some people they just hear the chanting even on the internet or wherever, they start chanting and they change.
有的人可能是从网上听到了这个念诵，一旦他聆听到了这个念诵，那一切都开始改变了。
But we want to keep reading because otherwise we might change again anyway. We have to read regularly and change regularly.
我们希望能够
keep getting more and more advanced.
我们应当保持阅读的这种习惯。否则的话，事情就会反其道而行，就会只要不阅读的话，那一切都会越来越衰败的。因此要养成有规律阅读的习惯。
Okay, so let us try to think of Krishna, pray to think of Krishna. Disturbed, because the world is full of disturbances. There's always something going on. Heat, cold, happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, like and don't like, you know, success and failure. All those things are constantly happening. So Krishna is saying that to be equal in those things, not disturbed. Yeah, life can be very nice. All right, so let's get down to it.
所以，尽管就是在这个世界上有冷热荣辱，有我们喜欢的事物，有我们厌恶的事物，有成功，有失败，但是在面对所有这一切，人都应该保持平衡，不受打扰。之后一切就变得非常美妙了。Now there is no question.
Well, then it only takes a couple of minutes.
question.
Okay.
是来自陈娟，顶拜 Gurudev， 感谢翻译和主播。Krishna 会满足奉献者的一切物质需求，那奉献者上班工作是为了维持躯体生存呢，还是给世人树立榜样呢？ This question, 陈娟。Please accept my obeisance, Gurudev. Thank you for the translator and host. Krishna will satisfy all material needs of devotees. Then the devotees go to work, to maintain their material body or to set an example for others.
Can you
repeat what's the word?
What's the question?
The question is that she asked the devotee, since Krishna will satisfy every needs of the devotee, then devotees still go to work. The reason is for to maintain themselves or to set example for others.
Yeah, well, Krishna is supplying, but he supplied the work also that we do in order to, you know, because we have that desire to work. But actually, Krishna is supplying everything. It's not the work supplying, it's not us. So, there aren't such people like yogis that just sit down and they don't move or make any effort to, and somehow they get food. But we have to work, Krishna says, a man has to work just to maintain his body. And Krishna is giving us the work. And he gives us everything we need, but he won't give us everything that we greed. You know, when we want too many things, he won't give them. He gives us what we need, no problem. But we have to work for it. And then when one is satisfied with what he gets, and what he needs, he won't be in anxiety. He won't, his work won't be hard or anything.
Krishna 也会提供我们的工作，因为有的人他们想要工作，所以 Krishna 就会提供他们工作。就是我在《博伽梵歌》里也说到了，为了维持躯体也要去工作，所以这个工作也是 Krishna 提供的。有一句话叫做Krishna 会满足人们的需求，但不会去满足人们的贪婪。所以人们去工作，他们得到了他们想要的，他们就满足了，他们无需去焦，就不会去焦虑了。但是他们不会过度的，就是去努力，过分的去努力。
So the body works and he gets what he needs. His energy is for trying to serve Krishna, not for trying to get all kinds of material things.
因此奉献者
is thinking I can work and then I can get more money, and then I can get a bigger car, and then I can get more women loving me, and I can get this, and I can get that. He's working for material desire. The devotee is just working to satisfy Krishna because it's our dharma. Krishna gave us work we have to do.
物质主义者他们工作是为了赚钱，去买车，去得到女朋友，去得到这个那个，去满足了他们的物质欲望。但是奉献者他们工作是为了他们拿工作的结果是为了来用来服务，是为了满足 Krishna。 而物质主义者他们是为了满足他们的色欲，因为这个工作也是我们的 Dharma， 所以奉献着他们去工作。
So we have to gradually understand that it's not the work that's providing our food and shelter, but we have our karma and we have work to do, but it's all, the work is provided by Krishna, and everything is provided by Krishna.
我们要理解的一点就是说，并不是这份工作提供了我们食物，还有我们的房子。而是因为我们的 karma， 我们得到了这个工作，我们得到了我们所从事的工作。
Right.
这样的回答你满意吗？No more, Matt.
Really? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Matt 说没有问题，不可思议的，不可能相信的。
God is in heaven.
今天是伊卡的啊。Here is another question from Varadeshvari Devadasi.
Okay.
顶拜古鲁干翻译，请问回归守神有几种途径？是规范修行还是自发的对 Krishna 的爱呢？嗯。So a blessings guru san. Thank you. My question is that, how many paths are there for one to return back to Godhead? Is it the sadhana bhakti regulated practice or the spontaneous love for Krishna?
Bhakti is the path back to Godhead.
回归神手的途径是 Bhakti 奉爱。
Well, we practice sadhana and everything, and if we practice properly, then spontaneous love for Krishna develops.
我们修习的是规范修行，那如果我们是修行的方法正确的话，就会得到对 Krishna 自发的爱了。
It just develops automatically, but one activities don't change.
它只是自动的就发展起来的，但是一个人的活动它始终是不变的。它的活动是一样。
Stay the same, but the consciousness of the person doing the activities changes to be spontaneous love for Krishna.
如果发展起了对 Krishna 自发的爱，那么他的工作虽然还保持原样，但他做工作的时候，他的知觉已经改变了。
The path is bhakti. The other path may, if we first lead someone to bhakti.But to get back to Krishna, you have to practice bhakti.
To get back to Krishna, then?
You have to practice bhakti yoga, you have to practice love of Krishna, you have to find a spiritual master, you have to learn how to serve Krishna.
So, this is to get back to Krishna, you have to be.通过 Bhakti 的之途，一个人必须得去修习 Bhakti， 他必须要服务 Krishna， 他必须要有灵性导师。
好呀，
那这个回答满意吗？The next one? The next question from Mobile. 请问 Guru 应该把工作的报酬多少给奉爱服务，有要求吗？ This devotee is asking, so he would ask a guru, what percentage should one give his earning money to devotional service? Are there any requirements?
Can you repeat that?
One go to work and earn some money. So how much should he give this money to devotional service?
All of it. Ideally all. Everything we eat is devotional service, and sleep is devotional service. Everything we do is for service. But sometimes, you know, we have other obligations of family or something, and we may not be devoting, and we give as much as we can. We have to maintain our own body and life because we use that to serve Krishna.
We give as much as we can to...
And as much as we can. Yes. We should be everything. We're supposed to be giving everything to Krishna. That's the goal. But we can't do that right away, maybe, because we have other obligations. We may have children. Yeah, the husband is not a devotee, you have to take care of him. I don't know what exactly, everybody has something.
Okay. 因为我们还得维持自己的躯体，我们自己的躯体要维持，所以我们就是尽量的尽自己的所能来把这些工作成果献给奉献服务，但理想状态下是一切。
So if you're using your body and your mind and everything for Krishna, and your mind is feeding your body and giving a house for your body and letting your body sleep, then you're using it for Krishna. Not that you have to give it only everything to the temple and then you live in the street. You have to take care of your body. Take care of your family. But then hopefully you're teaching your family to be a devotee.
那么并不是说我们都把一切都捐给庙里了，然后我们自己睡在大街上，我们还要维持我们的躯体，但是理想状态下呢，希望呢，我们是能教导我们的家人，也能成为奉献者，我们应当把我们躯体和心意都用来做服务。
Okay.
这样的回答你满意吗? The next question?
Yes.
陈娟，感恩Gurudev，生活中怎么培养容忍和耐心? Chen ask, she is showing gratitude to Gurudev. In our daily life, practical life, how can we cultivate the quality of tolerance and patience.
Practice.
练习。
Work with devotees. Try to work it together with devotees, and we have to become tolerant. Think of Krishna, chant the holy name, all the basic things, and pray. By association with devotees, or even working, you know, if you have a job, you know, you have to be tolerant. You have to put up with so many troubles.
跟奉献者合作的时候呢，就必须要容忍，应该是想着 Krishna 唱诵圣名去祈祷。如果人有一份工作呢，他会不得不去容忍，因为有那么多的问题。
It's good to want to develop those things. We have to be chanting all the time, and then automatically it'll be easier.
如果我们始终不停的念诵的话，那容忍就变得容易了。
Think about how Guru is tolerating you, how Krishna is tolerating you.
想一想 Guru 怎么容忍你，为什么不容忍你？总想着别人，想着别人的优点。
We're intolerant because we want people to, we want to control. We want to understand and not to control it. Krishna is a control.
我们之所以变得不容忍，是因为我们想要控制。但是 Krishna 才是控制者。
Right?
这样的回答你满意吗？
Okay, yeah.
I have a final
yeah.
question.
Okay.
So if I'm not satisfied with myself, what's the problem?
You don't know who you are.
Okay.
You think you're the body.
我的问题就是，如果对自己不满意，那什么问题？就是马尔回答就是不知道你还是谁，你以为是躯体。
So
another question. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Maharaj, you want to continue the answer?
I can't hear you. I don't know if you're not speaking because I put the headphone and it's very loud, but I can't hear you.
You want to continue answer the my question or answer the next question?
Next question. I thought I answered the question. See, when we think we're the body and we have material desires, we're not getting what we want. We're not satisfied with myself. But we have to think I'm a servant of Krishna and not compare to all the ideas that the material world is telling us to be.
Okay. 所以如果我们还认为我们是躯体的话，那我们就物质欲望，那如果得不到满足的话，那么我们就还是向物质世界在寻找。So the next question from Varadaishvara Devadasi, 顶拜咕噜，在修习 Krishna 之觉中，家人不吃素，我怎么做才能让家人也吃素呢？ Obeisance Guru, during the practice of Krishna consciousness, my family members are not vegetarian. What should I do to make them also to?Become vegetarian.
You just become better yourself.
您只需要自己
And that will affect them. That's the basic principle.
您自己变得更好，家里人也随之就会变得更好，这是基本原则。
I can't hear anything.
Hare Krishna.
Now I can hear.
Yes, I have to translate your answer.
Okay.
Is that all?
That's the beginning. I mean, I could go on and on, but I can't. I have to stop every couple of quick times so you can translate. But it's the basic principle, you know. We have to just think I'm a servant of Krishna and be happy with that and be satisfied with Krishna's given us. But if we're thinking I have to be something else because my mother wanted me to be like this, or the society wants me like that, or I'm not beautiful like the girls and the billboards, then we go crazy. And I'm not a pure devotee, and we meditate. No, we have to think we're fortunate. What is my good fortune that I'm able to chant the holy name? Krishna's so kind.
Krishna's 这个身份，就 Krishna 已经给了我们这么多，我们是如此的幸运，可以唱诵圣名，而不是去满足妈妈想让我们做变成什么样，社会是希望我们变成什么样的。如果去专琢磨这些事情，那我们就会发疯。如果我们还在对自己不满意啊，我还不是纯粹奉献者，这也不恰当。我们应该感到很幸运啊！我们现在能唱诵圣名，这都是仁慈 Krishna 的仁慈。应该对于自己作为 Krishna 的仆人感到心满意足。Thank you, Mara.
Okay.Do you have any other questions?
Now there seems to be no more questions.
Okay, well that's good. That's about the end of time. All right. Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Thank you very much. WeChat or Skype? Was that Skype?
Skype.
Are we on Skype now?
Yes, Maharaj. We are using Skype this evening.
I didn't know that. Okay, I can't find how to hang up.
Okay, then, yes, okay.
Hare Krishna. 分享。